Broadcasting live from Atlanta, Georgia, it's the Georgia Minority Supplier Development Council's 2014 annual meeting. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Lee Cantor here with Stacy Key, the Georgia Minority Supplier Development Council. This is the big annual meeting, the big ribbon cutting. Stacy, you must be on top of the world.
I am clearly on top of the world. Very excited about today and the new space, new location. Really excited about showcasing some of the innovative ideas we have for the new year. And really excited about Cassius Butts being here. He's the regional administrator for SBA and one of our strategic partners.
All right, Cassius, you're up now. Why don't you talk a little bit about how the SBA is helping folks?
Well, sure. I first want to acknowledge our presence here today. Stacy Key has been someone who's taken the initiative to put small business back on the platform, particularly here in the state of Georgia. We thought that it made very good business sense to help to support them in their bottom line. So we got together a year or so ago and talked about what can we do? What can we do to make a difference? And we decided to offer GMSDC to put together a strategic alliance memorandum in place to basically support GMSDC in their initiative to support small business. So what does that mean? That means we're going to help to support them in training. We're going to help to support them in just getting small business owners to the table to give access to capital, contracting, and counseling opportunities at no cost. So that's the best part about it.
Now, that sounds a little too good to be true. Are the minority businesses embracing this? Are they taking advantage of this?
Well, I can definitely say when you say it's too good to be true, Stacy, click your heels and we showed up. That's how it happens. The best part about it is true. It does not cost anything. This is what you as a taxpayer actually get to benefit from having your taxes in place. It's no cost. We knew this is something that was long overdue, but I can say just being here today, you're seeing a lot of what this theme is really all about, just igniting and innovating different ideas of bringing small business and government together. So we're very excited about it.
But it's not just small business, it's the large corporations as well, right? Because the large corporations are reaching out to the small businesses and partnering with them and allowing them to be vendors and mentoring them and training them and helping them provide the services that these large corporations need as well. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. One of our signature programs is our 8A program. It's a 9-year training program. Many of them are affiliated with GMSDC. So when you talk about many of the folks who are already at the table, many of them have been in existence for years, right, Stacy? I think it's been good just to kind of talk about some of their efforts as well.
Yes, as Cassius mentioned, many of our MBEs are 8A certified, and so bringing Cassius on as a partner with us will help us in a lot of the training and the development as part of the as well as the 8A piece of it. But the business development center that we're going to be opening is where we're going to be housing all of a lot of the training and development lead that we're going to be doing in partnership with Cassius. So whether they're GMSDC certified or the 8A certified, working in partnership together, it will help us in building the capacity, the capability, and the competency of these business owners together. So we can make sure they're maximizing any government opportunities as well as any private sector opportunities and working together.
Now, the Small Business Administration, that they define small business a little differently than maybe our listeners would understand it. Can you share exactly what a small business means to you guys?
Sure. For us, it's typically businesses that are under 500 employees. But it gets a little bit more complex after that once you start getting to different areas and different walks of business. But I just wanted to answer part of your question that you mentioned a couple moments ago. Now, this past fiscal year, we've backed nearly $1.5 billion and loans to small business in the state of Georgia alone. This had never really been done before, this consistent before in history. And folks say, well, how did that happen? It really happened when we had the opportunity to reach out to folks like Stacy and say, hey, how can we help support you in your bottom line? More and more people are learning about what we're doing here at SBA, realizing that access to capital, training opportunities, and just really putting yourself in a position to succeed. It really has already been in existence for a while. We're just here to help promote it and help more people to get access to it.
Now, when you're dealing with small business owners, are you seeing any mistakes that they typically make over and over again?
The first mistake I can say is not calling us. but in all seriousness, yes. Many times you will have small business owners looking to acquire a loan, and we ask for them to stop by and talk to us first. We give them that one-on-one confidential
counseling.
So before
they go to a bank or any type of financial institution?
Yeah. And so we have what is in place, our Georgia District Office, but we also have our resource partners, our SCORE chapters, our small business development centers. And we're proud to announce, of course, today, of course, GMSDC. We want them to go there first for counseling. And there they can get that training opportunity firsthand at no cost.
Because are you saying that like they'll go to the bank maybe prematurely and they won't be prepared and then they don't get the money and then they get frustrated and maybe abandon the effort?
Great point. Great point. So we'll talk to them about your business plan. We'll talk to them about crossing the T's and dotting the I's. We'll talk to them about what type of loans are available. And also sometimes it really means that, hey, today's not your day. But we'll work with you. We'll work with your business plan. We'll get you acclimated to folks like GMSDC to say you may want to become familiar with some other opportunities that exist. And once they're in a position to be a little bit more seasoned and prepared, then the 9 times out of 10, walking to that financial institution, they're better equipped.
Now, Stacy, having the SBA and you guys working together, doesn't this take the organization to another level?
Oh, absolutely. Having SBA. You know, our goal is to be a premier resource. And so having SBA to the table and as a partner moves us forward in being a premier resource and allows us to do things throughout the state of Georgia. GMSDC is focused throughout Georgia, but it allows us to go hand in hand to SBA Savannah and Macon and Columbus and go to other parts of the state working in partnership with SBA. They have a wealth of resources and knowledge and they just bring to the table to help us in ensuring small businesses have those tools to be successful.
And again, this is not just Atlanta-centric, right?
No, this is throughout the state of Georgia.
And so there's opportunity all over Georgia. It's just contacting you guys, it's going to help these minority businesses get that opportunity to grow their business in a way that they maybe on their own wouldn't be able to.
Oh, absolutely. Obviously, you know, SBA is nationally. GMSDC is throughout the state. And I'm part of a larger organization that's nationally as well. But working hand in hand together, it opens up federal as well as private sector contracting opportunities for all minority and small businesses.
Now, where do you see the biggest opportunity for a small business right now, Cassius?
Well, I see the biggest opportunity really is almost open for everyone. When we talk about this country, and over 98% of this economy is ran off of small business, that's a reality check. Fact check me, it's really true. So when people talk about small business, we talk about, hey, we're going to be in a position to help to support you. One of the ways that we're doing that is right now, up until September of this year, we're offering zero fees. If you're looking to acquire a loan of $150,000 right now, there are zero fees, SBA fees associated with acquiring that loan. If you are a veteran and you're looking to acquire a loan up to $350,000, there are zero fees right now up until September. So these are just some of our products and features that are in place that can support all walks of life and everyone who's looking to acquire their small business loan.
Now, are there some businesses that are more likely to get the loans than others? Are these businesses that are manufacturing oriented or can service oriented businesses qualify for these loans as well?
Sure. And really, all walks of small business are in a position to acquire a loan. We have several different products. We have our Signature 7A product, which goes up to $5 million. We also have our 504 product. If you're looking to acquire a small business loan and you're looking to acquire the building in which that small business will be housed, we have a product specifically just for you for that, for the loan for the building and the small business. And so you can imagine that you can have a building that may have tenants inside of it. You can also have different opportunities where you want to export our different products. That goes into something that I always mention when we typically give these speeches. I know Stacy has heard it before, but one of the small business owners here just a couple years ago in the South had a small business, and his father ran it for 30 years and he retired. His son took over the business and came to SBA, got one-on-one confidential counseling and exported cowboy boots abroad. And he used our Express product, which basically you will be in a position to market your product overseas. That product is something that we feel very comfortable in, just saying that, hey, you can do business domestically and internationally.
And the Small Business Administration can help you. And a lot of businesses don't even consider that because they think it's too complex of an initiative to get involved in.
Yeah, they do. I typically will always say that our Express product is something that we always tell folks, this is not your mother or father's SBA. You know, it's not. It just isn't. We've gone from documents, our Capline's product have gone from 44 pages down to 11. And so when people hear that, they're encouraged and say, hey, it's a little bit more user-friendly these days. And we have folks who are in a position that can help you with getting started with that process as well.
Now, does the GMSDC help businesses with the exporting,
Stacey? We will connect them to our partner, which would be SBA.
Okay, so then Right. So a minority business, by being involved with you guys, you'll point them to the right.
We get them to the right organization or right resource to help them succeed. That's the whole theme about being the premier resource. So you don't have to figure out where to go. We'll figure that out for you.
And then, Cassius, this event today, what are you most looking forward to?
Well, I'm really looking most forward to the small business owners in the room that's hearing a lot about what's taking place. When you talk about innovate, ignite, and transform, Stacey came up with that. And I'm looking at it right now like, gosh, you know, that's so catchy. But it's so much of what Stacey is and what she has done for GMSDC. I'm really looking forward to working with the small business owners in the room and telling them more and more about SBA. And also not just about us, but getting connected to our small business development centers, our new SCORE chapter, which is in place, which is now headed up by Dr. Bob Yancey, our women business center owners. We have two in the state of Georgia. And also coming back to our Georgia district office. We're very excited about telling everyone about that so they can be a part of that $1.5 billion that has been in place for the last year and a half.
And it sounds like you're very optimistic about the growth in the state of Georgia.
I like to look at numbers, and numbers tell the truth. We've had consecutive months of adding jobs to the economy. Particularly, it starts with that 98% of what the economy is ran off of, small business. So I'm mm-hmm. very excited. Mm-hmm. Very excited about what's taking place with GMSDC. And that's why we're here today. We want to support Stacey. We have a national MOU with NMSDC. But before that MOU took place, we had one in place with GMSDC.
Yeah.
So they have taken that olive branch and really took it and ran with it. We just want to be a part of it to extend it to other folks who want to be a part of it, too.
Now, if somebody wanted to learn more about the SBA, is there a website for you guys?
Absolutely. I like to always say that we're open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. SBA.gov. We started a newsletter. We want more and more people to know about SBA. So we started a newsletter, which now reaches out to over 200,000 people. We have our Twitter handle, which is SBA Southeast. And we're very proud about that. So you can follow us wherever we go. And, just log on. We also have a Facebook account, SBA Southeast. So we're always giving more and more information. This is a tech-savvy, user-friendly world we're in right now. And so I think we're texting as we're speaking right now.
And Stacey, the website for GMSDC?
Yes, it's www.gmsdc.org. And we're also on Facebook and Twitter as well. So you can connect with us.
That's right. Now everybody can connect with everybody. There seems to be a social media channel for everybody. All right. Well, thank you both for being part of this. This is Lee Cantor. We'll be back in a few at GMSDC Open House 2014.